To call my friend John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There have been a lot of opinions flying around about Amendment 3. And it's true that with every issue, special interests back both sides. But at the end of the day, I'm voting for my kids. I'm voting yes to Amendment 3. Missouri is near the bottom in the nation for providing pre-K. Amendment 3 fixes that. 20,000 kids get to go to pre-K for the first time. And the funds are only good for children and families. Missouri's kids need your help. Vote yes to Amendment 3 for their future and yours.
Paid for by Vote Yes on 3 for Kids. Mark Hellinger, Treasurer.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at PremierHeatingCooling.net. Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. They're now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
We made the decision that we're not going to talk politics today, but what I thought I'd do, and I thought you might find this interesting, Peon, did we your Burke segment contribution?
Yes.
Did we close the Burke segment?
No.
I don't believe we did. Let's close it. It has to be official. Now it's officially closed. So what I thought I would do, hang on, I made a copy of this. I thought I would share with you, you know, because you may be asking the question, well, what is it that causes somebody to want to vote for one candidate over the other? Or what is it that could change somebody's mind, cause them to change their vote? And as you know, Hillary has been endorsed by Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they did a concert with her there. And then she got up after the concert. And in case you're wondering, well, you know, wonder what song he did. He did Jigga My Nigga for Hillary. And you guys know it, I'm sure. It's got to be in your favorites.
Oh, sure.
List. Jigga My Nigga. So what confuses me is, it wasn't that long ago when something like this would be beyond unacceptable to anybody. And, you know, you talk about the language that Trump used in the bus. That was a private conversation. Yes, it was lewd and crude and whatever. This is a public forum. This is a concert. And this is someone stating support for Hillary, and she, in a sense, is endorsing what they're doing by accepting this performance. And here are the lyrics to Jigga My Nigga. What's my mother effing name? Jigga, who am I rolling with, huh? My niggas, niggas better get it right, bitches better get it right, who? Jigga, what's my mother effing name? Jigga, who am I rolling with, huh? My niggas, niggas better get it right, bitches better get it right. Now, you know that a guy like Tony Bennett or Johnny Mathis, they're hearing that going, man, I wish I'd recorded that first.
It's kind of a romantic song, actually.
It is very romantic, I think. And there's more to it, and it's actually worse. So believe it or not, that's the part I could sort of share with you. So until I heard and saw the lyrics, I thought, well, nothing could sway me. But I can tell you something. That song could do it for me. I'm somewhere going, well, I just don't know who to vote for. And then he jumps up and sings Jigga My Nigga. I go, okay, that's it. I'm Hillary. That's who I'm going for. Now, the other thing is, are you whispering?
No.
You sound like you're whispering.
No, I went.
You can't have conversations.
I laughed. I went.
Is the commercials are still running right now on TV and radio. And they're the same commercials that I heard 2, 3, 4, 5 days ago. Is there actually some, and the reason I mention this is because of the money, the amount of money this costs to run these commercials. Is it not just completely wasted money, or is there anybody out there who today will hear a commercial they've already heard 6, 8, 10, 15, 20 times, but for some reason they hear it today and go, okay, now I know who I'm going to vote for.
They just had percentages up on CNN. I don't know what it means. It was something like 62% decided before September, and I think it was only like 7% maybe the last week or whatever.
I think they're just hoping.
But today?
I think they're hoping that someone out there will look at that and go, you know what? Oh, I'm voting for that person.
It finally got me.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I don't believe there's any. I just don't believe there's anybody who's going to see a commercial, hear a commercial today, and change their mind or make a decision they hadn't already made. What do I know?
Oh, I think there were people that were going to the polling booth today and still had no idea who they were going to vote for president.
Well, there's kind of something wrong with that. I don't. You go in there, flip a coin or something.
Yeah.
You have the right to do whatever you want to do. And then the coroner thing. I had Derek Nagel. He owns Gateway Lock and Security. He sent me. I got several texts from people, emails about this coroner business, because we just discovered we have no idea how somebody ends up running for coroner, what the qualifications are, why you vote for somebody for coroner, or what the coroner even does, except that we know every once in a while they say, well, the coroner pronounced him dead. So he sends me a text and goes, well, he says, the coroner, I think, determines the time and the cause of death. But for whom? Not for everybody.
No. And
everybody doesn't get the coroner to come out when they die. So what is it that determines whether or not they call the coroner?
I don't know. Somebody called and said that Carl Officer is running for the coroner of East St. Louis.
Well, now, he's a mortician. So
yeah.
The rat might have had something there on it being, you know, somebody who's a mortician. So that's the extent of our knowledge. It's not very impressive. And now it's your turn. From most cell phones, we got a couple minutes to kick anything around you want to. From most cell phones, *KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then there's a squeaker. You can squeak in on this line. There's only one line, meaning there's only one caller who can get in on this line. And if that person gets in, then it's busy till they hang up. 888-550-KTRS. I will check the screen. Is John still holding?
No.
And Larry's not holding. We lost those people during the break. All right, you can jump in now because you got a good chance of getting in. Right now. Did you see that? Greg, let me talk to Greg. Bring Greg in here. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hey, Frank, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly, Greg.
Oh, boy. Hey, listen, I heard about the Jay-Z, his performance.
Greg, do you know the song Jigga My Nigga?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. I'm a sort of a part-time DJ, and I have the song. But, I do know the song. It's vulgar. That's all there is to it. And I don't like the N-word, as a DJ, I would never play the unedited version of that song at an event. I just understand how they...
Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. The edited version is M, Mother Ever, Jigga My Name. That's... The name ought to even be edited.
Well, that song, when it was out a long time ago, it was played on the radio, edited.
Can I ask you a question? What is Jigga? Maybe I'm just stupid. What is Jigga? What does that mean?
You know what?
You don't know.
Jigga. I don't know. But I can find out. It's not hard to find out. But what I'm trying to say is, I don't understand. Why would you? Who chose Jay-Z to perform at that type of an event? I don't understand that. What did they think he was going to? I mean, like Dan was joking around. He doesn't make love songs. And
I have to tell you, I don't know that anybody. I think any celebrity who steps up and goes, "Hey, Mr. or Mrs. Candidate, I will do a huge concert and I'll endorse you," they're not going to say no because they assume they can influence a lot of voters.
And you know what's funny? You talk about the campaign commercials. I'm going to tell you something, Frank. I kind of hate them on both sides, Democrat and Republican. But honestly, and maybe even secretly, that Donald Trump thing where they talk about, you know, he talks about such and such and go F themselves, and that's kind of funny to me. You know what I mean?
Well, one of the commercials they run, and it's supposed to be a commercial against Trump, is him, yeah, when he got up and said what he'd do with ISIS, he'd bomb the SH out of them. I got to tell you something. When I see that, I go, yeah, you bet.
But, you know, like I said, they're trying to put them down, and do what you want to do. But, you know, such and such can go F themselves. And,
no, I know exactly what you're saying. You watch
fun of that guy. You know, it's kind of funny to me, honestly.
And I don't think they mean for it to be entertaining. They mean for you to be put off by it and go, well, that no good Donald Trump. But I know exactly what you're saying. You watch it and you can go, that's funny.
I'm not put off by it. You know, he's crude and kind of rude, but yes, I'm not put off by it. It's funny to me, and I kind of enjoy watching it, you know what I mean? That commercial, anyway. And that's the only commercial I kind of enjoy watching.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Hey, take care.
Greg, a longtime loyal listener. Dan is next. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how you doing? AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. We're doing great on this, thank goodness, finally, Election Day.
Yeah, and I was going to tell Dan the, just personal opinion, it's a sad state of affairs when even one person would vote related to what they see in the political commercials.
Well, it is. It's very sad, as opposed to voting based on what you took the time to learn about what somebody believes.
Exactly.
And what they're capable of doing or not doing. That doesn't seem to matter. It's who can stand on the stage next to Bruce Springsteen. To somebody, that's important, I guess.
Yeah, either way, it just doesn't make sense to me to base your vote on any of those political ads that you see on TV or who who you room with or who you're hanging out with or anything.
Now, you and I don't represent apparently 90% of this country, because I think about 90% of this country is very easily swayed and can be bent and molded and turned based on everything but the things they should be voting for. You know, how somebody looks, what celebrities they hang out with. None of that stuff has anything to do with whether or not you're capable of running a country. The fact that you have the biggest private jet in the world of 757, that has nothing to do with whether or not you would be a good president.
Correct. There are things that I'm passionate about, and I will research that and determine my vote based on that.
Well,
quick question I do have is, I wonder why they have never made Election Day a national holiday.
Well, it ought to be. That's a great question. We have Christopher Columbus Day, for goodness sakes, and people don't go to work in a lot of places yet. On the day when we ought to do everything we can to encourage people to vote, what better way to do it than say, all right, it's kind of a holiday, you're off work, no excuses for not voting? That's a great question.
Hey, you should get a receipt when you go vote and take it into your boss and say, I voted, I get paid for that day.
Well, and somebody would file a lawsuit and say, that's discrimination.
Right,
but you're discriminating against me. It's my right, and I chose not to vote, so I'm punished, and my coworker isn't. You know exactly what would happen. Somebody would squeal. They'd get a lawyer.
Oh, you're right.
And there'd be a lawsuit. Yeah,
but it should just be a national holiday.
I agree.
I agree.
It was on the news the other day that General Motors up in Detroit and Ford up in Detroit has shut down and let everybody gave everybody the day off today.
Dan's got a good point. Both Dan's. I think a lot of people use the voting thing as an excuse to be away from work for 2 or 3 hours. Well, the lines were long. I'm sorry I was gone for 3 hours. Yeah, those slackers. There are always going to be people who just look for any reason to not work. But I think you're right. If you had made it a day off for most people, you wouldn't have to worry about any of that. Everybody has all day to vote.
Yeah, it's only once every 4 years.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
I'm in. We'll get that.
Get to work on it. We'll take care of it. Thank you, Dan.
All right, you have a good day, Jim.
Thank you. Now, here's another thing. I've voted most of my life. I've never encountered long lines for anything I've ever voted for. I don't think I've ever been at any voting place more than 15, 20 minutes.
I've been I can't remember what year it was, and it was a presidential election, but the longest I was in line was like 30 minutes.
Yeah. I've never encountered that.
But there's people today saying that they were in line for 2 hours.
Well, I don't know where they voted. It must be the only voting place within, you know, 20 miles or something. Maybe rural. I don't know. I've never had that. Let me talk to Steve real quick. Steve, how are you?
Hey, real good, Frank. Hey, I'm 58 years old and voted my whole life, and I agree with you. I've never waited over a half hour. I don't know where they find this stuff, but that's not why I called. First reason I called is about the county coroner. I've got a good friend in Macoupin County who is a rural county, but the state of Illinois, it's the same all over the place. And one of the most interesting things about being the county coroner is he is the chief law enforcement officer of the county. So no matter what the county sheriff or anybody says, if he pulls up to a crime scene, he's the boss.
Wow.
And he said it's, and he's been at it for probably 20, 22 years, but he said he's never had to enforce that. But he can carry a gun, he's deputized, he can do about anything he wants when it comes to law enforcement. And he said, but normally all he does is the routine stuff, order autopsies, stamp death certificates, things like that.
All right, now you know this guy personally. What are his qualifications to be coroner? That's what we can't figure out, too. Is he a doctor?
No, and a lot of people are this. He's a mortician. He owns a funeral home, but there are many that aren't. But then they have to go through a state-certified, education course, and I don't know how many hours it is, and it's a continued thing, continued education thing year after year to be a certified county coroner. And then he has one deputy coroner that's under him who has to go through the same thing. That way, if he's on vacation or unavailable, then he notifies the county police department, hey, I'm going to be out of town. You have to, my deputy coroner will be on call tonight since I'm not here. But they're on call 24 hours a day. They get the flashing lights in the car. I know you'd love that, Frank, so maybe you should run for coroner.
Here's the other question. They obviously they're not needed to pronounce everybody dead. So when is it you call the coroner? Is it when there's a suspicious death or when there's a questionable, how did they die?
I think so. And otherwise, what he's told me, he just gets the death certificates that are signed by the doctors, because somebody obviously has to be the first one to sign off at the hospital or wherever somebody dies. And then it's shipped to him. He stamps it. And then it goes to the life insurance or whatever. And then he has actually multiple times. I actually helped him several times when I was up visiting him. He gets a call from the ambulance department that they're out on other calls. Since you own a funeral home, can you go pick so-and-so up? The spouse says her husband died this morning, and he has to go pick up the body and things like that. It's about everything you would imagine they do, but there are state qualifications. I'm sure every state's different. He doesn't perform any autopsies, anything like that. There's centralized autopsy locations, usually in bigger cities, that if an autopsy has to be done, that's where he orders the autopsy then, because he has to be the one to order the autopsy. The police department don't do it, but since he is the chief law enforcement officer, he's the one who has to order it then.
What a depressing job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, my wife's mom, she was a hairdresser years ago. She used to do the hair of dead people. Now, that just seems creepy.
But they make pretty good money. I know several people that have done that.
That just seems creepy.
And he don't get paid a lot. I mean, people think he probably gets paid a lot if I do it, but he only gets like $14,000 a year to do it, which on a side income, and it's not a very busy thing. But, you're never going to see smiles at your job when you're on get your corner hat on. But, hey, one other thing. I would love to know how many people in Philadelphia would have been there to listen to Hillary and Mr. Obama if Bruce Springsteen wouldn't been there, because I've found comments on the internet this morning, how many people were saying, nothing like getting to go to a free Bruce Springsteen concert. I bet it would have been half the people, if that even would have been there.
Well, a lot of people will go, no matter who the president is, if they get a chance to see the president of the United States, they'll go. But you're right. You got a point. And I don't want to say any more because it sounds like I'm Hillary bashing. I don't want to do that. But, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Joe, thank you for the education on coroners.
Hey,
we appreciate
I've been called worse. Call me anything you want.
All right, Steve. Thank you. So the rat was right. It looks like it usually is a mortician.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he's listening. I'll take credit for this. We have Colin Jeffrey on the way, and he's going to tell you, I'm overdue. My wife and I have nothing in common except we like movies, and I'm overdue for a movie. I'll ask Colin about this. My second son, sent me a text the other day, and he said that he and my daughter-in-law were watching a documentary, Peon.
Yeah.
And said it was so sad. She was crying so hard she had to stop watching it. Now, what do you think it was? Do you have any idea?
Who was watching
it? No.
My son and his wife. And he said she's sobbing. It's so sad. I went up and pulled it up and watched the trailer. Gleason.
Oh, about the life of Jackie Gleason?
No. Steve Gleason, I believe. Football player. Got ALS.
Oh.
And decided to document his interaction with his new baby. When he was diagnosed, she was pregnant.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
and he decided he wants
being...
to leave this for his little son. Oh, man. And I think it's a son. I could be wrong. I didn't watch it. I just watched the trailer for it. But I want to watch it. Having had some eyewitness experience with this ALS, this horrible thing, but I can see why this would be so hard to watch.
Oh, especially they have a young son, and yeah, I don't think I can watch
it having
a young son.
Oh, my goodness, I think he was diagnosed with it. He either was diagnosed after she was pregnant, or she got pregnant right after he was diagnosed. Either way, the child was born, and he was alive for the birth, but he knows, as he's holding this little baby and talking to him, you're never going to really know who I am. I'm going to die. Holy mackerel. Mm. So maybe Colin will have a little more, but that's what Colin does. He tells us about the good stuff and the bad stuff to stay away from. And, of course, my job is to talk to you about money management and financial advice, which brings me to Mark and Jason. Give them a sample of what you're going to be doing here in a little bit when you do that, you know, that Mark and Jason thing. Say hi to your sponsor, Peon.
Oh, thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors.
See, stop right there.
What?
That proves to anybody that you're not reading.
No, that's
that proves
totally
you
off the top of my
time
head.
To
no,
grab a
it,
script.
No.
See, folks, that's how good he is, and you're going to hear that in a little bit later, too, and it'll be ad-libbing all the way. Mark and Jason actually sponsor Peon's presence here. He might not even be on the show if it weren't for Mark and Jason. It'd be just like an empty chair.
Oh, sad with that.
Sad is sad. That's sad to think about that. But they are financial advisors. Over 28 years with Stiefel Nicholas. Member, you remember the letters? NYPD.
SIPC and NYSD.
And NYPD, New York Police Department. They are, and NYFD, New York Fire Department. They are with Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel Nicholas is just what Peon just said they are. And if you are retiring or changing jobs, you got a 401k. You're also going to have some questions when you change jobs or retire as to what to do with it, and are there taxes, and can I cash it out, or should I roll it over, and what do I put it in, and on and on and on and on. And you don't know the answers, but you better learn the answers, because if you don't, you're going to be penalized, because that's what this government does. Even though it's your own money, they want some of it, and they find ways to get it. You need to know people who know how to keep that from happening, and that would be people like Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. If you'd like to talk to them, you have $25,000 or more that you've already invested or that you have to invest, here's how you get in touch with them. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic, see if the rain's affecting anything. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it's not so much the rain, Dan. That's pretty well gone, but we do. They have cleared the accident that was on eastbound Highway 40 before Big Bend. Now, if you're on Highway 40, eastbound 40 is stopped up now between Grand and the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're jammed now from Grand all the way out through McCausland. You've got a little slow pocket from Spady out through Highway 270. Looks like they're still working with the accident on westbound 70 near T.R. Hughes that has you backed up east of Highway 370. Then you have eastbound Highway 270. That's jamming from Missouri Bottom around the bend through New Florissant. We have southbound 170 slow between Olive down through Highway 40 and southbound 270 from Page through Doherty Ferry. In this traffic report, it is brought to you by Sam's Club. Unwrap the lowest prices of the season one day only at Sam's Club, Saturday, November 12th. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, keep it on the big 550.
I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News Director, along with reporters Jessica Machetta and Jill Enders. We'll have election night coverage. We'll also be joined by local political analysts Tyler Holman and Braxton Payne. And then for national races, we'll be checking in with ABC News.
The 2016 election results are right here on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
Hey, do you know what your heating and cooling needs are? You know, everybody is different. And at Premier Heating and Cooling, they analyze each customer's comfort needs to determine which products will provide you with the optimum comfort and value. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Premier is the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in St. Louis and St. Charles area. They recommend the best possible heating or cooling system to meet efficiency and comfort requirements. If you have allergies, they can address that as well. And by the way, American Standard rebates up to $1,100 instant rebates or 0% APR for 36 months on qualifying American Standard equipment. This offer expires November 30th, 2016. They've been serving the St. Louis and St. Charles area for over 25 years, residential and commercial HVAC units. So call Premier Heating and Cooling now at 636-916-1122 or you can reach them online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care. iVoteDentures.com.
Voting is important, but before you put on that I voted sticker, be sure to finish your ballot and vote for your judges. Missouri's legal system gives voters the final say in retaining their judges. So know your judges before you vote today. Visit yourmissourijudges.org. That's yourmissourijudges.org. Then you can wear that I voted sticker with pride. Know your judges and finish the ballot. Paid for by the Missouri Bar, Sabrina Barrett, Executive Director.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
During Halloween, everywhere you look, people decorate. People also decorate for the holiday season. So here's an idea. Why not decorate for Veterans Day? How? Simply by flying the flag. Freedom isn't free. Throughout our history, it has been defended, with thousands of Americans giving the ultimate sacrifice. That's why you should fly the flag on Veterans Day. A Veterans Day message from the VA healthcare system, Healthcare for Heroes, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
The cloud.
Oh, Pelly.
With his pants
Yes, that's right, folks. You recognize it. That was Dean Martin.
Who?
And people are thinking, I thought he was dead. That was me doing an impression.
What?
Yeah, it's that good. It is time for Colin Jeffrey. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, the original $189 window. What a fantastic product. What a great value. And he's going to tell you what to watch, what to avoid on movie screens and televisions everywhere. And here he is, the one and only Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I don't know. I've had better weeks, but that's just another, that's for another time. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I will be happy tomorrow.
Do you know about Gleason?
Yes, it's amazingly moving, and I can understand why your daughter-in-law was crying.
And if you look at, you know, how they do Rotten Tomatoes-type reviews and stuff, across the board, 100%, 100, five stars. It's just tough to watch.
Yeah, he's a former New Orleans Saints football player who began filming this before his son was born.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to give too much away here, and you'll decide whether or not it is too much, but I watched the trailer. Does the documentary, does he pass away before it's over? Is he still around?
He's still around. He's not yet 40.
Yeah,
but he's wheelchair bound and can no longer speak.
Bad shape. He's at the final, in the final weeks of this. Wow. And how about growing up, watching videos of your dad talking to you about dying? And now he's sorry he's not going to be around.
And watching videos of him play football in the NFL
and seeing
what happened between those. Yeah. It's a heck of a disease. That's right. Awful.
Yeah.
In some lighter news, DVD's out this week. Not a lot, but the one worth checking out is Sausage Party.
That sounds dirty.
Oh, it's...
Sausage Party is the animated movie from Seth Rogen. and company
that is dirty,
in which they play food in a supermarket. It ends up not being so much just about food trying to make it home, because they think they go to the promised land when they go home. They think it's great. They don't realize people eat the food when they get home. But it turns out to be sort of like, I'm just going to say, it's a takedown of religion, really, at the end of it. I think that's what it sort of builds to. It is raunchy, to say the least. Like, that is an understatement.
Oh, yeah.
What? Seth Rogen?
They had to remove, so an animated movie about food, in order to not get an NC-17 rating, they had to remove pubic hair from one of the characters.
Animated.
Which character?
I don't want to spoil that because it's at the end.
Sausage?
No, it was not sausage.
Okay.
No.
Frank, this movie is so funny.
Yes, and even Paul Harris, who doesn't normally like, he wasn't looking forward to this movie. He eventually saw it, and he loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd need, to see this, definitely.
I'm sure I think it's hilarious.
Oh, yes.
Look, I went with these knuckleheads to see a Jackass movie, and I expected to hate it. It was hysterical.
Oh, I went, I saw. I went to the movies and saw it, and I saw it with my girlfriend Sandy.
Yes.
She thought it was hysterical. Oh yeah, she thought it was hysterical, and I did too. Oh man, it's so funny.
I'll watch it.
Finally out on DVD, and if I had to bet, it's probably an unrated version.
And what's the name of it again?
Sausage Party.
What a great name. That's a great name.
Yes. I think it's one of the funniest movies of the year. At TV this week, what do we have coming out? Not a whole lot. People Magazine investigates, and you're thinking, oh, People Magazine, don't they do like celebrity gossip? Yes, they do, but they also do true crime reporting mixed in there. And I believe it was last week I told you guys about an A&E series that was looking into the murder of sex workers on Long Island. People Magazine investigates will begin that, but they're turning their staff like every week to a new true crime story. This is on Investigation Discovery on Monday nights. So it's worth checking out if you like that true crime stuff.
I do.
VH1 had a show that premiered last night. It is called Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party. It's Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg the Rapper.
Now, that's a pair. I knew those two would get together. I knew they'd get together.
It is a cooking show, so they say, but the show ends up being just the two of them hanging out. And it somehow works.
Yeah, no, they've had a couple interactions before. I think a roast? One of those Comedy Central roasts.
Yeah, they roasted Martha Stewart. And the interesting thing is, this Snoop Dogg is a likable guy. He is. I've seen him, and you go, you know what, I kind of like this guy. He seems to be able to kind of just hang with anybody.
Yes, and, you know, kind
and
of...
he always seems high, and he probably is.
Oh, well, yeah. No, he makes no bones about it. Yes. He's habitually high. Yeah. All the time.
Yes.
And hasn't he made like a ton of money? On all kinds of stuff. Not as much as P. Diddy or whatever, but Snoop's done okay.
Yeah, he does like a video podcast, and he has different celebrities on, and they smoke marijuana.
Another unlikely buddy. Didn't he hang out with Larry King a lot too?
They got along very well.
Yeah.
But yes, it's because Larry King, I believe, on the first time he interviewed him, called him Mr. Dog.
Well, if your name is Snoop Dogg, your last name is Dog.
He liked the formality of it, yeah.
Mr. Dog. Yeah, he was... Oh, it was... Yeah, I think you can find that. I'm going to clue you into an Amazon series that returns this Friday.
Right.
No one, I don't think, watched the first episode of this season. But if you liked Caddyshack, the sort of vibe of Caddyshack, what do these kids do who work at country clubs during the summer? Or if you liked a movie called The Way, Way Back with Steve Carell from a handful of years ago, you should check out Red Oaks. It tells the story of an assistant tennis pro working at Red Oaks Country Club. It's awkward. It's weird. It's this kind of coming-of-age comedy.
Is this an actual country club or a made-up?
It's a made-up. It's a comedy that Amazon, it's now going into its second season. It takes place in the 80s. It's very much worth watching. Red Oaks is what it's called. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can stream that. So worth checking out. Ian and I were talking about a new BBC show called Planet Earth 2. Did you watch Planet Earth 1, the first one?
No.
It was amazing. They spent a year with high-definition cameras at the time. And it was like 5 or 6 years ago. And they went around the world for a year filming all of these things that had never been captured on camera before. They had people...
See, you sound like the old person when you say filming. Did they actually film, or was it digital?
Yes, no, this is really high.
It was amazingly high definition. I think it was like 120 millimeter. They were filming it to capture it in the best quality they could at the time.
Wow.
Well, they went around. You should watch it. There's DVDs of it.
It's just nature footage, wildlife footage.
With David Attenborough narrating it. And the lion approach. It's just.
Whoa.
It's old. I can't do an Attenborough impression.
What do you mean you can't do it? You just did it.
No, that was just. I really can't do it.
The lion approaches.
And the lion approaches. And just talks very quietly like that. I can't do an Attenborough. That was just me talking quietly.
Just be modest.
It was great. It won awards. Well, they decided, we've got 4K cameras now, and there's things we didn't catch the first time around. So they sent people back out for a year, and now there's Planet Earth 2. The first episodes have just started airing, and I'm going to share a clip with Ian, and hopefully he'll put it up on the Facebook page. I'm not going to play it because it's too visual.
It's not a story. It's just like... Morgan Freeman type narrative, and
almost like March of the Penguins kind of deal, like that, but with just a narrator, just different wildlife scenes. You can describe the scene that we're going to
see. Really good.
This scene, there are these iguanas, and the way that their eggs are laid under these rocks down in a sandy area. And when they hatch, they're fairly large when they hatch, but they have to make it back up a hill onto these rocks where all of the other lizards live. But the problem is, when they leave their eggs, they are in essentially a canyon of snakes. And not small snakes. They're in like a canyon of enormous snakes. And it shows, I don't know how they capture it. Again, it's just sitting there and being there at the right time. They followed one iguana trying to make his way up to all the others.
Running this gauntlet, essentially. As soon as you're born, you're running
like
these gauntlets.
Of like 6 to 8 foot snakes.
And these snakes are... going fast on these rocks, like chasing them, and this little iguana is just his feet are
Where is this?
I can't remember where the location is.
I can't remember either.
What kind of snakes they are?
No, but they're big. They're like 6 or 8 feet. They're enormous snakes trying to catch this little iguana. I was watching it. I was out of my chair cheering for the iguana, like hoping he would make it. It's that sort of harrowing, and you look at it, I don't know how they got this footage. It's so good.
I watch a lot of
that
stuff.
They have those zoom lenses where they're
But that stuff where they show you real up close the birth of polar bears. How do they get that stuff? Like, are some groundhog and the camera's positioned underground and you see them nesting and giving birth? Yeah, it's really incredible.
Oh, it's completely worth watching. I'm going to give Ian the link to this. Ian's seen it too. He's going to put it up. And if you watch this and say, I don't know what will entertain you. This is so, so good.
It is pretty cool.
If you want to take a break from politics tonight, the Weather Channel, they just started a couple hours ago, is airing 9 hours, so up until 11 o'clock tonight, Central. They are airing 9 hours of landscapes, so just pretty cameras outside with smooth jazz playing. So if you want to avoid politics,
I'm out.
You can do that.
Oh, just to kick back and just kind of relax.
I like stress.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be plenty of that tonight. And then the last thing I wanted to leave you with, China passed its first law that governs the country's film industry. It's the second largest box office market outside of the U.S.
China,
yes.
You know, I think of when you say that word, I was raised in Tennessee, born in the South, and once a year, women would say, "We're gonna get out the good China," but there was never any bad China. It's like one set of China, but they'd always call it the good China. Let's put out the good China.
Yeah.
And when I hear the word China, I don't think of the country. I think of being a kid in the South, Easter or whatever the one day was, and those nice dishes. Oh, and buddy, as a
kid,
if you broke one of those and you're a kid, you're in timeout for the rest of your life. You don't break the China, buddy, because there's only one sugar bowl and she doesn't have a backup. China sugar bowl.
They passed, China, the country, passed their first law governing their film industry, and it bans any content that is deemed harmful to the dignity, honor, and interests of the country. But this is what caught my eye about it. It also says that the films must, quote, spread core socialist values.
Hmm.
I don't quite know what these films are going to be like, Chinese films, under these new laws, but that seems like a lot of American films won't end up making it over there, which I think is a bad decision for them. I don't see how the film industry will sustain itself, but we'll see. This just seems like one of these things they're trying out and will fail.
Well, I believe I would put it this way. That's Chinese for I think everything will be fine.
Oh, I wonder if their mouths will keep moving when they make their own movies.
See, I think it's probably racist. Not what I did, but what you did.
No. Yeah. Subtitles?
Here's where he says, but I'm Colin Jeffrey.
Oh. I'm Colin Jeffrey. But that's entertainment.
Always a big butt in your face. It's a butt in your face. That's right.
Oh, hang on. Edit.
Sorry.
No. Oh, hey, stop the music.
Okay.
Do I need to set you up again? Say but yeah. I'm Colin Jeffrey.
But
and there's always a butt in your face.
I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Yes, we have a new dumb thing to do. Over and over and over. That is Colin Jeffries, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And the original $189 window. I guess we do traffic, and maybe we get Bill Cleveland right in here. Is that how this is going to work?
Yes.
Is Tim Weiland?
Yes, he is.
In place? All right, Tim, take it away.
All right, you have an incident that's reported on eastbound Highway 270 at Highway 170 that's backing up traffic past McDonald. Looks like we also had a person that had a flat tire blocking one of the lanes on eastbound 70 before Jennings Station Road. You have some stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 now from Pagetown through Doherty Ferry. We are running slow eastbound on Highway 40 from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 is Vandeventer through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by CC's Pizza. Now at CC's, the fully loaded meat eater and spring pizzas are guaranteed on the buffet, or they'll make them immediately. Pizza's loaded with flavor without the loaded price, just five and change at CC's. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
I thank you, Tim. Now, you guys don't know this, but just a sort of an interesting little bit of trivia. That CC's Pizza, they have those in Mexico. They're called Yes Yes Pizza.
Really?
Yes, that's a fact. That's true story. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, my God, that is so bad.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes Pizza yes. In Mexico. Come on, that's funny. You know it is. American Equity Mortgage. What do they do? I'll tell you what they do. They're in the mortgage business first, all right? Maybe not even first, because I think as much of their business is the let us get you out of bad debt business if you're a homeowner. Because you see, if you're a homeowner and you are making every month minimum payments on your credit card bill, it doesn't sound nice if I say you're stupid, all right? But you kind of are, because there's no excuse for that. You are wasting money. That is high interest debt. Credit card bills are loans. That's a loan. You charge something on a credit card. You just took out a loan, and you took out a loan with a hellacious interest rate. Now you can keep making minimum payments. That's what they want you to do. And just dig a bigger hole and a bigger hole and take 20, 30 years to... And that's, by the way, it's not an exaggeration. They say the average credit card debt is something like $4,000 to $6,000. And the average payoff time, if you pay minimum payments, is 20, 30 years. Ridiculous. Use that equity. Do something smart. They'll show you how. They are American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-8...